Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, family. Can you hear us?
We had some technical difficulties here. We've been talking for a while, and we had some issues with the phone, and we do apologize for that. But we're about to get into it, and I appreciate you guys holding on. Man, it's Blog Talk. I tell you, I ain't going to blame it on Blog Talk, but man.
Yeah. Anyway, family, we want to just start over. How about that?
Start over.
Because we were having a whole conversation, like we said. So we just want to say peace, love, and light, family, and thank you for tuning in for another edition of Twin Flame Radio.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm, you know, Chris Enlightened, peace, love and light, hooty hoo, all that good stuff.
And we will that you had a beautiful weekend. Chris is over here clowning already. We will that you had a beautiful weekend. Chris, why don't you tell the family what we got into this weekend?
Oh, this weekend was off the chain. It was just, we just did so much, just love and just watching my daughter do something that I never, well, I ain't going to say never thought she would be able to do, but her daughter made the sun blink.
I mean, like, not too long ago. How long ago was it? Like an hour ago?
About an hour ago, so I'm still charged up over that. We're all charged up. Everybody in the house making the sun blink and just, there's nothing more refreshing to a father to give your daughter a task and they complete it with excellence. Just makes the brother feel good.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Well, what else did we do? I mean, that was, like, great alone.
Yeah, I mean
it was funny because we went outside and she was looking at the sun and she was like, you know what? Today's the day I'm doing
it. Yeah, she's just drawn out there, looking out the window all day, like, dang, like she's about to run away or something. What's going on? But then
she was determined to do it, though. She said she was going to do it, and she did it.
Yep, she went out there, she tried, and then, you know, we just said, hey, invoke that love and that joy. That's what she did. She started showing them teeth. And that's the, you know, the sun started blinking. I was like, dang it, God, I'm just so proud.
Very proud of her. Very proud of the young princess.
Mm-hmm.
A little solar princess.
Lil D. That's what I call her, Lil D. Ah, my baby girl right there, man. Next on the list, our mamas. You know what I mean?
It can be done. It can be done. It can definitely be done. So, family, this show, we're going to be talking about finding joy in saying no.
Mm-hmm.
And some people find that hard to believe because when you're saying no, you're usually saying it with, you know, it's followed up with guilt or you end up caving in. It's something that you may want to do that you didn't really want to do.
Yeah,
you
know, like it's a burden on you or something like that. Like, you know, when I used to say no, I used to feel bad about saying no. But, you know, there's duality in everything. There's a joyful side of no that people don't talk about. Saying no helped me find the God inside of me. Saying no helped me gain strength, confidence, and a deep awareness of my own self. You know, that's just what no does for me. I used to have an issue with saying no.
I was just going to say that. I remember there was a time when you didn't know how to say no.
I used to look at myself like a super individual.
You know,
I ain't trying to, you know, talk myself up, but, you know, I'm like, whatever we do, I usually come out on top. I'm like a superman.
But at the same time, you were exhausting yourself, too.
That was the issue of no. I wasn't balancing it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was.
Because there's nothing wrong with helping family.
There's nothing wrong with helping family.
There's nothing wrong with being there for your friends. And
but I was everyone's go-to guy.
You were everyone's go-to guy.
You know, my mom, you know, she has 27 brothers and sisters. And I was the family's go-to guy. But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with being loved like that. I got friends, too. I was their go-to. It was like I was everyone's go-to.
Everyone's go-to.
You know, with
my
the
family.
Your family, married you, raised up your family. Oh, we got a go-to guy? Okay. There's the dark side of knowing a bunch about everything. Boy, that people call you, man.
It is, man.
Yeah. Help me.
Incredible Chris. That was your superhero name.
That was my superhero name. And people used to call me Incredible Chris, man. I didn't tell them, hey, my name's Incredible Chris. The thing that I was doing was just so incredible. Different people just started calling me that. I was like, that's a twinkie ding. That was really weird for me. It was kind of freaky. You know what I mean?
So, you know, you kind of mentioned that you have to have balance when you're deciding to help people.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that you know that if you do exhaust yourself too much, then you kind of take on too much of everyone else's burden and their karma and their energy, and you carry that around with you, and it can just really zap you out.
Yeah, the balance I'm referring to is just like what you're saying, it zaps you out. Whenever you're doing anything and there's not a balance between the two, you're going to get exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
If you're always saying, sure, yeah, I can help you. Call me. What time? I'm there. After a while, that'll take its toll on you. But if you're always saying, nope, can you, nope, can you, nope, nope, that'll take its toll on you, too. You start to feel like no one loves me. No one wanted me told no all the time.
Yeah.
I like you to roll the dice with me. You just don't know. I might say yes, but I might say no. Well, you know, by saying no puts me further down on the list, though.
Yes.
I might be that fourth person you go to, but two or three may have said, yeah, you might not even need me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But if you call me and I know I'm not the first on the list, the odds of me saying yeah goes up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the no's still there just egging to be thrown at them. I like to throw no at people now, babe. Throw it at them.
So, you are so silly. So there's a thing where you were talking about to me earlier when we were building on the show about the joy within and finding the fun and saying no and all of that. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, there's so much joy in no that I found that it's just, I wait for people to ask me stuff. I'd be like, no. And it's just like sometimes I say no to find out how they really feel about me. You know what I mean? Because when you're always doing, if you're always doing stuff for people, they're going to love you.
Mm-hmm.
You want something to eat? You know, I really want nothing to eat. You need something? I'm good, bro.
Mm-hmm.
When you tell someone no, you get those true feelings. Like, all right, then, thanks for nothing. I'm like, dang. And
that,
you see that true character. No matter how many yes you give them, if you give them a no, ooh, you get to hear how they really feel about you.
Mm-hmm. I think you can do something for someone over and over and over and over.
Uh-huh.
And the one time that you can't do something, they get an attitude.
Yeah, so I've had times where people, I would do things for them and I told them no. They was like, well, you know what, well, you've always been there for me. Well, thanks anyway. And I'd be like, you know what?
I feel like I have to do it.
You really do care about me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
But that's just.
Who would you say that no applies to? Who would you say, let's call it the no zone.
Well, I'd say people, there's some people who want to change and need help.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people who want help but don't want to change. I'm going to say that again. That was kind of deep. Let me say that again. There are some people out here that need help, that want to change. And then there are some people out here who want help and don't want to change.
Mm-hmm.
Those people or who I throw a no at. Like, no. You know, throw it at them right in their face. They can say, Chris, can I? No. You just got to throw it at them. Because you can help them, and they'll be right back. Sometimes you got to throw a no at somebody to make them do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm. It's been plenty of times that, you know, you hear people come back for advice, and they ask you something, and you give them good advice, and they go, yeah, you're right, I'm going to do that. And then they call you back a couple days later or the next week, and they're crying about the same thing.
Damn.
And you ask them, did you do what I told you to do?
I didn't do it, but, you know, I love them. I'll be like, oh, man. No, I gotta wash some dishes. I gotta wash some dishes off of you.
That is so funny, man. I would. So, all right. So, what about people that you shouldn't say no to? Is there anyone that you would just, you know, no matter who they are, I can't say no to?
I'm just joking. First on the list, I can't say no to my mama. You know what I'm saying? My mama, she just got that. Like, she needs me, I'm there. I don't care how busy I am. She's nowhere in the no zone. I don't think I ever told my mama. Nope. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know how that sounds. It sounds funny, me saying no hypothetically. It just sounds weird. I don't say no to my wife. And none of my daughters of age. I try not to say no to her as much. Now, when she was young, I should throw no in her face to help her grow.
Yeah, that's different.
You know, the parental no.
Right.
Yeah, you need to be in bed, babe. No. You know what I'm saying? Stop trying to hug me in the morning before brushing your teeth. No. Those are called parental no's.
Good morning, Daddy.
No. See, I mean, but I had to, you know, when I was younger, when my daughter was younger, when she wake up, the love and fun we had was so strong that the first thing she wanted to do was just run and tell me she loved me.
Yeah.
But she would run past the bathroom, run past the toothbrush and the toothpaste, and come right in my face, give me strong eye contact and breast contact, and tell me how deeply she felt. And you know, it was cool in all the first 3 years, but when you're able to articulate a well-said sentence, I don't want to hear that.
I'm capping on my baby's breath.
Hey, but you know, hey, baby breath be a little taut sometimes, but I haven't smelt that little type of love in years.
Yes, because you beat her down.
I did. I threw a plethora of no's her way. That's what you have to do to people sometimes for them to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I think when she was, I had to, that last stiff arm, that's when it kind of stuck in, like, oh.
She was looking at you.
Oh, I'm doing it because she's a divine soul. And I know she can take it divinely.
Oh.
Is that right? But yeah, my mama, you guys, your mom, which is my mom, you know, I try to help everybody that's in my tight circle. Everybody got a tight circle, even if it's just yourself.
Yeah. Some people you just can't say no.
Yeah. I even tell myself no sometimes.
Yeah, I tell myself no a lot of times. Maybe not enough.
But late night, I got the Fire Stick in. I'm watching any movie I want to watch, and I got a donut in there. I could be at work in 7 hours. Should I eat it? No. But do I? Yes. But that's a part of the joy, man. If you go eat, have joy in that eat. Don't be eating like, I shouldn't be eating this. That's what it affects you negatively.
That's true. That's
but if you
true.
Eat
if
that donut, like, this donut is so good. I love you. Give thanks to the donut. Yeah, I mean, and stop feeling bad about it. Sorry, family.
It's okay. You want to defend that late night
donut? Hey, I'm a donut. I love donuts, so I defend them.
What about silly? What about? Are there some family that you can tell no to?
There are some family and friends you can tell no to if they're always asking you. They opening the door for a few no's. But if you like once every 3 years, can you help me? I more likely would. But if it's like every other year, you ask me the same thing, you may get a no every other year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Balance it out. Not like if you don't have nothing to do, you're at home just sitting around watching TV, and it's not taken away from anything you're trying to do that's going to help you prosper, and you're just saying no for the heck of it for joy. That's not the type of joy I'm talking about.
Right. That's completely different.
Yeah.
That's completely different.
But
if you're capable and able and someone's in need,
yeah,
and you're purposely refusing to help someone when, you know, like I said, you're able to, shame on you. Shame.
Meanie.
But no, you should definitely, we want to talk about balancing the no's with yeses.
Yeah, balancing the no's with yeses. I like that. Mm-hmm. Just being a well-rounded individual. No matter what you want to do, you want to be well-rounded.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's what.
You want to create good dharma also.
That's the point. You want to create good dharma to erase your negative karma. That's
exactly.
A good one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one aspect of growing spiritually. You don't want to be the same dude you were when you started. If you was always saying no, you want to balance it out with some yeses.
Yeah.
If you're always saying yes, balance it out with some no's. That shows your growth.
Mm-hmm. Keyword, being balanced.
Being balanced, learning to be indifferent.
When you're balanced, you are happy. You don't have those irrational emotions coming
mm-hmm.
over you. You don't feel guilty for saying no. You don't, you know,
mm-hmm.
mind doing something when you're asked nicely and you know it's really needed. So
right.
You're in control more.
Yeah.
Happy.
That was the whole basis of the song. I don't know about y'all, but I love that happy. I've heard some people say, I can't stand happy. I'm like, what do you mean? He says happy 40-something thousand times in that song. 40-something thousand times. I can't stand happy. Where do they do that at? You can listen to happy a good hour out the day, not all day. But you know what I mean? I can listen to it.
Happy?
Yeah, they got a video on YouTube that's like an hour of just happy nonstop.
I don't know if I could listen to an hour of happy.
Why not?
Nonstop?
That's just me, though. I'm a happy type dude. I like the way I can wake up and listen to happy, and it will just set the tone for my day.
I can listen to it when I wake up in the morning and stuff, but I don't know about an hour. I don't want to listen to an hour.
You're a dragon, and I'm a bunny. There ain't no dragon lane. You know what I mean? I'm really happy as a buddy, bro. I'm just saying.
Well, family don't know what we're talking about when we say dragon and bunny. We do a lot. We dabble a lot in Chinese astrology. And so I'm the year of the dragon. He's the year of the hare.
Of the warrior hare or warrior bunny, as
we
I like
call
to say.
The bunny. So anyway, fam, looks like we got a call on the line. So. Call us from the 513-550. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Peace and blessings, family. It's Chakra Zulu.
The solar ducky himself. What's good, bro?
I maintain the family. I'm enjoying the show as usual. I just wanted to add, I'm the year of the snake. I found that out when Ali had put it up.
Ooh.
So I went, I had to check it out. So I'm the snake.
Okay. Man, that's one thing about our spirit. Go ahead, brother.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, brother. No, go ahead, brother.
Oh, I'm just saying, that's something about our spiritual dream team. There's different aspects of everybody. I don't think there's two of any. Well, there is two dragons.
Yeah,
that's right.
Duh. Well, there's a lot of dragons.
Okay. Forget that. Where the buddies at? Where the buddies at?
The radical.
Come on. Go ahead.
My man, we up here dueling it out.
Y'all can't see her mugging me, fam. It's crazy. Those dragons, boy, they rough.
They breathe that fire.
Boy.
Yeah, I was thinking about in relation to the show, I had a story that I had read in this book a while ago about Zen living. It's actually The Idiot's Guide to Zen Living. But there was a story in there about these two monks were walking, and they were about to cross over a stream, and monks were not allowed to have contact with women, were not allowed to touch them or anything like that. But there was a woman that needed help over the stream, and so one of the monks picked the woman up, helped her over the stream, placed her down. She said, thank you. They went on their way. And a little ways down the way, one of the monks looked at the other monk and said, I can't help but notice that you broke a rule of conduct as a monk. You picked up that woman and carried her across the stream. And the other monk said, I helped her across the stream and I let her off across the stream, but you are still carrying her.
So that
was a situation where he could have, it could have been a yes or no situation, and he chose it, for a righteous reason, but he didn't continue to carry her.
Oh, I like that.
That's nice.
That is nice.
You always call in with some
little
deep stuff.
Yeah, man. Dude, that might be a new nickname. Brother Deep. Brother Deep. It's time for Brother Deep to go. I like that though, man.
Yeah, that was nice. That
Thank
was
you.
Nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I read it, it blew my mind.
Mm-hmm. That's why those monks have such extreme focus, because they don't have anything taking their focus away. They eat, sleep, and drink, fighting all day and studying and meditating. Only certain monks are even allowed to ever leave the temple, to go outside the temple to trade and talk to the public, because they've been in the temple so long, they have that type of respect, and they know they can hold that. But most monks, they go in as children, and they never leave. It's an honor, like an extreme esteem honor for you to see a monk. There have been a few monks, to leave the temple to come to the States to start other monasteries or whatever, you know. But that's really rare. Some of those monks live and die there, man. Yeah. The monk life, when all you do is just focus and meditate and train, just imagine how much chi energy you're developing. But when you fall in love and you're thinking about other things and other people, it takes away from a little bit of your energy and your focus. So that's the whole premises
right.
of them, not the whole premises of the monks, not touching or being around other people. And it's not just
right.
women, but mainly, you know, definitely women, because a woman, they be on your mind for life. Won't
right.
even get a punch right. He's punching weak. What's going on here, brother Joe?
That's right. Yo, women, they possess that strength and that power. But what you were saying, aligned with what you were saying, I got into Star Wars about a year or two ago. Because one of my friends was just like, I can't believe you have never seen Star Wars. And so we had a day where we just kind of had a marathon of the new ones. But he was like, you know, these don't do it any justice. Please go back and look at the old ones. So I did. And I fell in love with it. And one of the things that Yoda talked about was attachment, and how we should not have attachment, because attachment leads to jealousy. And that's the shadow of greed. And so... when you have attachments to things, that is, you know, also where you lose your strength. Those monks don't have attachments to things. They have focus, but they don't have attachments. And that's something that people, I think that's the black hole that people fall into, is those attachments. And people say, how can you go through life and not have it? And it's about just practicing, letting go of anything that you fear to lose. And really just try to practice that. And it helps.
That's nice. That's why they cut your hair the first day you get in there. You're a monk like all other monks. You all look the same. Your hair is one of your attachments that you have naturally. You want to style it. You want to make it look good. Cut that off.
Right.
Yeah, people are upset.
I love my hair.
You do.
Hey, but hey, I love everything on me. My everything, teeth, everything. I don't know, man. I love me more than I love my hair.
I heard that.
Why? You the one brought it up, baby. Why are you talking about this on the air? You gotta tell your wife no sometimes, bro. No. That's all I'm saying, man.
True indeed. So, but yeah, so you know, that's just something to for the people out there who are just struggling with this. Just try to practice not having attachments and not having expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Just have prepared patience. You know, get yourself prepared for whatever the moment is, and just know that when an opportunity presents itself, you just walk right through it. But you practice it as if it's coming tomorrow. But you have no expectations. You have no attachments. You just do what needs to be done. And when it's time, what needs to be done will manifest.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Brother Deep has spoken.
So listen, man, I just appreciate y'all taking the call. I love y'all energy. I love the show. And I'm going to sit back and just admire you all once again, the hair and the dragon.
Hey, well, we appreciate you, bro. Thanks for the support. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing. You know, you can call in every week and share something deep. We might have a little segment, like, you know what I mean? 30 minutes in, Brother Deep come through.
For real. What you say, brother, I accept.
Ah, there it is.
I accept.
Ah.
All right, family. Y'all be good.
All right, fam. Peace.
All right, now.
Thanks so much.
Peace. Man, Brother D doing his thing, though. So all the soul work he getting in, he going to be on that list, too, man.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is just a little effort. A little effort. Yeah.
I like what he said, though. It made me think about a quote that I heard in the Marco Polo series.
Oh, yeah.
Where the...
Hundred Eyes
said, I don't fear death. I don't fear death because I don't cling to life.
That was deep, wasn't it?
Deep, and I was like, that's just like, you know, I'm pretty much saying, I don't care about, you know, the material things of life. I don't care about the emotions that come with life, you know. That's why I don't fear death, because I know there's more than death after this.
Right. For those who don't know or haven't seen the Marco Polo scene, everyone know Marco Polo was this Italian guy, and they mix in the story with when he was with the Hun dynasty, and they had a blind monk called Hundred Eyes. He lost his eyesight, and he gained 100 eyes. He sees and senses better after losing his sight than any man seen can do. He plays chess, and he kicks a lot of butt.
Yes, he did.
On a masterful level.
Very well.
Just imagine him picking up on your senses before you throw a strike. And before you think about throwing your strike, he's already got you knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of dude Hundred Eyes is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have Netflix, you want to watch a good series.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, Marco Polo pull up, you know. Back to the show.
I want to... mention something real quick, though. I saw in the chat room Adrian said that she's a rat, and I just wanted to say, yeah, my daughter's a rat. She's
little rat
love. Happy.
Little rat love. Throw a little cheese. Throw a little cheese. Rat love. Rat stand up.
And also, I want to remind the fam that if you would like to call in, ask a question, or just give a shout out, our phone number here is 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line and have a question, you can hit 1, and that'll let us know that you want to get through, and that's what we'll do. We'll bring you right through.
Throw him some cheese.
And moving on.
You know what? I like to use no to help me keep my cool. I remember when I would say yes a lot. And while I'm doing whatever it is I didn't really want to do, but I said I would by saying yes, I'm just mad inside. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whatever it is I'm doing, I'm mad inside. And after I'm done doing whatever I said I was going to do, I'm getting home and I'm still harboring that hate. Like, why did I say I was going to do that? Man, the next time they ask me, I ain't doing nothing. And all I had to do was say no.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have harbored all that hate, or not hate, but just wasted breath.
What are good times to say no? People may be confused. Like, when can I say no and not come off as a jerk?
You know what? Whenever I feel like a no should be said, that's when you say no.
Mm-hmm.
When you're hearing in your mind, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
and you say yes, that's a bad yes.
Because
if you're hearing
no, no,
no, man, don't do it. Don't do it. Listen to that.
Please listen to your intuition.
Listen to that. Sometimes I get a feeling when someone's about to ask me something, and I grab them on their shoulder and give them eye contact and say, you know what, man? No. I don't know what you ever heard. I don't know what it is. I don't care, but I'm too busy. No. Okay? And I keep it moving.
That's funny.
It's real.
It is real.
I learned that quick. You know, one of my mentors, S. I. Lee Myers, was like, man, you got to learn to start saying no. And at first I was like, man, I'm a hero. Heroes always, when they called, they help. And then I started saying no, and I noticed how good I started feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, there's something about this no here.
Mm-hmm.
And I start using it to where my phone doesn't ring anymore. And I feel great. I'm able to do other things, working on a bunch of other projects. It's just, I don't have to worry about having to even say no. It's just, it's a beautiful thing, family.
Gotta say that.
It's a beautiful thing.
You want to make sure you don't feel pressured into saying yes. Because people have a way of, you know, just like we were talking about earlier, just really making you feel like.
Giving you the guilt trip. Mm-hmm. I'd do it for you. But I'm family.
Oh, that's a good one.
What about the, don't you owe me one? No, even if I did, no.
Or what about this one? I'll get you on the next one.
Yeah. I'll buy you a sandwich for a sandwich today. It's like, what? I'll pay you on Tuesday for a sandwich today. Who does that? No. No.
Looks like we got another caller on the line, so let's go back to the phone line.
No. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking, family. Call me a family.
I know who this is. Caller from the 713-497. You're on the air.
Peace, family. Man, where's her cheese at? I don't know how to get the cheese sound. What's the sound of the cheese? But, man, she don't even need to introduce herself. This is our sis Adrian on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what is good?
What's up, family? I wanted to call in to congratulate Devin Ray on her son. I wanted to make a comment on it. I wasn't going to comment on the situation because I didn't realize she posted it on the subcom community, but I realized she had the sun blanket when y'all mentioned it. And then I was like, that's great. And then I go back to the subcom community and somebody asked her, was she a member of the Solar Rejuvenation? And she said, no, but my parents are. Well, I had an experience a couple weeks ago where I tried to get in to Solar Rejuvenation and I was rejected. And it was like, well, the requirements are a little bit more still. So I was kind of down and out until I seen her post. And her post let me know that you don't really need to be a part of a group. You just get out there and do the work. So I'm just glad she posted it there. And it just shows people that whether you with the group or without the group, you can make the sun blank.
Right. Mm-hmm. And one thing, you know what, I love, you know, I'm a member of the Solar Rejuvenation group. I love it. It's a bunch of love in there. And whenever you have a group like that with a bunch of people working to try to do something and like 90% of the group isn't, you have to change the stipulations on what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, we're not going to talk about that, but doing the solar work, you don't have to be a member of anything. The sun is here for you, and you can get that work in. And all you got to do is go out there. And, you know, I'm willing to share. The master has shared so much free tools out there to get the sun blinking. My daughter only used free tools that he's graciously given us in other groups.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
right.
I just love that she did it. I didn't know she was working on it. She told me she was, but you know our kids. They say, yeah, I'm working on the sun, Daddy. I'm like, okay. Okay. But then the day she was looking out the window like a little puppy dog, looking at the sun. And when you get that connection with the sun, you become a literal solar junkie.
You do.
That's when you know that your blinking is coming. When you're, it's like a crack.
We saw her too. We were like, you know, we know you're gonna get the sun to blink because she was just so determined.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Who wouldn't be determined when you know she's seeing both her parents do it?
Right.
So we'd be out there sun gazing. She was out there with sun gazing too sometimes. You know?
I remember when we was down in Gatlinburg, Adrian, and we were sun gazing at the morning sun. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that, Adrian? And I was just looking around, and we all was just into it. And I was like, man, this is a beautiful thing. It felt like Ali had us out there for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, right. it was just beautiful. And I was just looking around, everybody was just focused and that energy was up at the top of the mountains.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful seeing the sun caress the top of the mountains like that, hearing woodpeckers and just the mornings. Man, it was just beautiful. And I think that's when the first time when I was like, man, I love this sun. And I think that was one of the first times I really got a deep-rooted affection towards the sun, you know?
Right. Well, I'm definitely going to continue working, you know, on it. And she's truly an inspiration.
Like I said, sis, I'm willing to even be like your mentor in getting the sun blink. If you're willing, you know, we can set up a chat. And if you just feel comfortable sharing your solar work with me, I'll give you tips. You know, I gave my daughter tips. My wife gave me tips. And I'm willing to, you know, you're my sis, so that's a done deal.
Right.
Whenever
that's
you're ready
to do
something.
You know, I mean, I'm not one for giving.
Yeah.
So when I felt like I was ready to do the work, you know, I was like, I'm ready. Whatever they, you know, and then I was rejected, I felt some kind of way, you know, and I was like, you know, there's a reason for this, you know. So,
well,
I'm definitely going to take you up on it.
Yeah, after the show, I'm going to go in deep on why everything transpired the way it did. It had nothing to do with you. So
right.
I'll go in deep on that. Just with you, though, okay? And you'll feel
okay,
better.
Cool.
You'll be happy. Yeah, man.
I appreciate that, Chris. Peace and love, family.
You already know. Peace and love, sis.
Peace and love, sis.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the whole dream team, like, the blank. I want to go see the master with all them lovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That Cincinnati team. Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but giving many, many, many thanks to the masters.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything.
There are no words. I can shut the show down right now and just talk about how this guy's changed my life. This God has changed my life.
That may be a show. How the masters
changed my life. Y'all ever heard that song? There's all the DJs in my life. There's all the DJs in my life. It goes something like that. Don't remember that? That's all I'm saying. That's what I feel like saying.
We got another caller on the line. I'm going to have to mute you. All right, let's get to the other caller. Call us on the 617-466. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Lisa, and I want to join the party.
Hey, Lisa, what's good, girl? You in VIP right now. VIP. All drinks on me.
Oh, we got a quarter, though.
Hey, that's good. It's cold.
It's
cold.
Oh,
you know, what's going on, Lisa?
I just love listening to you guys. It's Lisa. That's okay. It's all good. It's all good. I just love
that you're laughing got me feeling good.
Yes, yes. I mean, how can you not feel joy listening to you guys? There's got to be something wrong if you don't feel joy listening to you guys.
No, I love that. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I might have to incorporate into our little slogan.
Yes, yes. So I know that is the topic about finding joy in saying no?
Yes.
Okay. That's part of my problem is that I have a problem saying no and sticking with no. You say no, and then you give an explanation as to why you say no. I just want my no to be no and my yes to be yes.
When people, I had to deal with this too, and I had to deal with it bad because my no's would turn to yeses eventually, and they only did that is because they knew they can persuade me into saying yes.
Mm.
But now when I say no, I don't hear anything back because they know it's a waste of time.
Yes.
Because you're given an uncertain no. You may be like, no, I know, but no. You need to be like, no.
Yeah.
A stern no. Even if it's over the phone, act as if you're looking dead in the eye. No.
Yeah.
You don't need to explain your no.
Right.
You don't need to explain your no. I never heard of a guy having to explain why they do things.
Right.
They do because they say no.
Yeah.
And that's the type of energy I want you to convey the next time you say no. And if they don't get the nice no, give them the hell no. Nah, don't go like that. Don't go like that. But it's so much joy in no now for me, where I can say it and I'll be like, no. It's almost like a growl, almost.
You literally just have to say no and then not care anymore. Just wipe from your hands like it's dirt and don't turn back and look at it. Don't even be tempted to turn around and see if everything worked out. Just keep going.
Mm.
Find something that you want to do that and take joy in.
Right.
I got one last.
I'm sorry, honey. Go ahead. I love it when you were speaking about the monks. That really hit home. Story in the
big
of the monks.
Monks.
That really hit home for me.
And I was trying to get that through to people. Like, you got to be careful who you give your energy to and what you allow your energy to flow to. Because it takes you off focus.
Yes.
It takes you off focus.
That is so true.
But whenever you say no, don't say anything. After you say no, and just wait like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually they'll be like, oh, well, okay. Well, you have a great day. But if you don't say anything, they know you mean no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And later on in the show,
you're
going to go over on ways to say no. So that's going to be... Stick around. We got some jewels for you.
That's good. Yeah, because I'm just in the process of learning to say no, and just leave it at that. Just leave it at no. You don't need to explain it and just kind of walk away. No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't need to explain it. You're wasting your time explaining your feelings. We ain't kids.
Right.
I said no.
I have to give you a reason.
Right. Oh,
please.
Oh, my gosh. But thank you. I
love
your show.
I love to laugh. Oh, well, thank you.
I love to laugh.
Your
I'm
support.
Silly. I'm
that's
silly.
That's
who
we are.
I'm real
that's,
silly.
That was the whole reason why we created this show. We didn't think
that
everyone was wanting to be all deep and mad at the world. You know, but we wanted to get on the show, on the radio, and have fun. We want to set the tone of your work week. We want you to lead this show at 8:30, feeling good, eating, watching TV, and just conveying that energy of love out there.
That's
you
nice.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
we'll
I do.
We'll never have a negative show. We only want to shed light. That's it.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you're not sitting around cursing somebody out because they didn't get it, and... You know, and that's nice. That's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, some people are here not to get it.
You
know, I was building with my brother Ali the other day, and he was like, some souls come here just to kick it. Some souls ain't here to be deep or, you know, be a monk. They just come here to kick it.
Yeah.
Well, let them kick it. Who am I to take their dream away?
Exactly.
We need to be worried about ourselves more. And if everybody was focused on themselves, shedding light, bringing the vibration of the planet up.
Yeah.
Just imagine how beautiful it will be.
That's true.
Man.
I'm with you. I'm with you with that.
Yeah.
I'm with you. But thank you. Thank you again for your show
and
just the love and everything. I really enjoyed it. It's a nice pick-me-up for a Sunday afternoon. It really is.
We really appreciate
it really
that.
Is.
Thank you.
Please continue. Please continue with it.
This is every day. This is every day till I die. We're going to talk. Every Sunday, I mean, not every day.
But thank you.
Yeah, I'm always like this. I'm a ball of it.
I believe that, and I truly believe that. I love
it's
it.
It's real.
I absolutely love it. It is.
It's
yes,
real.
It is. Yes, it is. So thank you. Thank all of you.
You're
many, many blessings to you. Many blessings.
Love you, Dad.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Many blessings to you. God bless.
Bless you too. We just got some beautiful callers,
we
man.
Do.
The callers make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already feeling great. They make me feel even gooder.
Good.
I make words up. That's what we do.
That's what you do.
That's what I do. I'm not going to stop now. Not on my own show. No.
We got one more caller. All right. Caller from the 717-425. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, peace, everyone. This is Audrey. Oh, my.
What is going on, sis?
Well, thank you. Thank you. I was not going to press one, but I was like, I have to say something. I have
something
to say. First thing, I love the show. I just love it. I try and get on it every Sunday at 7. I try and cook real quick so I can get in there so I can listen. My second thing was I was just so hyped for the show. I was like, yes, I need this show because it's like I have a hard time saying no. When I was a teenager, I didn't have a hard time saying no. I'd say no and wouldn't care. Now, as I'm older, it's like I say no and I'm breaking down crying. Like, I can't believe I said no to them. And you know, they people, you were so right when you said people just make you feel so bad. I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you said no. And then I was in the trash bag. Yeah, I'll do it. And I'm so glad y'all came on with this show because I get that confirmation that it's okay to say no. Be happy, whatever it is, you know, it's okay to say no. Now, I don't have a problem telling my son no. I don't have a problem with that,
right.
But other people.
I mean, saying no is like, and saying yes is enabling people in my eyes. If you're always helping them out and they're not learning, they're never tapping into that God inside of them to help them figure out their own stuff. You know, so it took me a while to understand the joy within no. I battled with it. My wife was like, you know, she a dragon. She was like, keep it up. You're doing good. About 18 more no's, you'll have it. Keep it up, baby. You know, it was hard for me to change, but, man, us good. That's just people just are good-natured folk. And I'm one of those good-natured folk. Back in the day, I was easily cool-horsed. I'm a leader, but if I had affection towards you in any way, you could easily get me to do anything for you.
It's usually the people with the really big heart that, you know, a lot of people take advantage of.
But once I learned about energy and how I became more of a empath, I noticed the pull and the toll it was taking on me spiritually, physically, and emotionally. And I love myself too much to allow myself to keep making that mistake. So once you put yourself on a higher pedestal and realize that you are a god, you're going to be really particular who you choose to share your energy with. And that's my no backing. I know who I am now. I'm a god. You need my help? No. Not all the time, though. When I mean it, I have that type of energy that right there, you know, that stern no energy.
I need to get that energy back in me where I can just say no and just let it go. Trying to figure out a way for them to whatever they got. Like right now, I have someone wanting to come move in with me and my son because she's going through issues with her boyfriend. And I'm like, well, first of all, you don't have
no
kids. So, exactly.
No.
You can get on your own 2 feet and do it. But, you know, I'm trying to figure a way.
Mm-hmm. Back that Noah with a I love you, though.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Mm-hmm. No. I love you, though. You always want to balance it out. You don't want to give them like, no, don't care. You don't want to do that. No, but I love you. I know you can do it. You'll find a way. And until you get that strong no, you might have to say no with a smile. Say no and then shake your head yes. Like, you get that no? You get that don't no, but shake your head yes. Some people understand that because they're used to you saying yes. But they're like, is she saying no? Yeah, I'm saying no. And shaking your head yes. Yes, I'm saying no. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's real, though. This is, and I can feel your, like, your natural, like, she feels like a six to me. Just someone that's really loving and peaceful, you know what I mean? Or two, maybe, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And twos and sixes are like that.
That's sure. My birthday is June 30th, 1974, so I think I might be a six somewhere in there. I got some numbers.
Well, next month we're doing a numerology show. We're going to start doing some reading. I was challenged to do it by my brother, but we going to do it next month. Hiding all these skills out here. You know, I'm tired of hiding these skills. Well, show them.
Yeah, and
you know
I'm like,
saying?
And that's my last thing. I was like listening to Adrian, and I'm like, I am right there with her. Because when you were talking about your daughter getting a son of Lee, I'm sitting in here. I'm like, I got so bad. My little face just cracked. I'm like, he got his daughter's doing. And here I am standing outside the hot sun. I can't get the sun to blink, attempt to blink, want to blink, nothing. I'm like,
Well, there are some tricks of the trade. You know what I mean? And a lot of free tricks out there. And like I said, I'm saying it on the radio today. If you want to get the sun, I might have to make a blog about this, a website or something, because I'm getting a lot of feedback about this. Everyone wanting to get their sun to blink, so.
Are you in a solar group, sis?
Are you in a solar rejuvenation group?
Oh, yeah, I think I am. Yes, I am, I believe.
Okay. Check out that file, that file section.
Checking in. Okay.
Oh, okay, because I get everything out of that to help me get it to blink. All those files in there. Yeah, it's some bangers in there. I downloaded everything, though.
Mm-hmm.
I just downloaded everything. And I would spend, like, you know, 5 minutes a day just looking at different things. Not a lot of time. But your subconscious, once it sees something, it doesn't forget. It ain't like your ego. Your ego got to study. Once your subconscious sees it, it got it. So move on to the next thing and just open yourself up and try to invoke as much joy in your heart as you can,
mm-hmm.
on the verge of almost tears. Whatever brings you joy, make sure that's in your mind when you're dealing with the sun.
And don't go out there with the intentions of making the sun blink. Go out there and build a connection with the sun first. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's the first start.
Okay. I think that's my problem. I'm going out there like, you going to blink at me today. You going to blink. But, yeah, I'm going to go out there.
I couldn't get the sun to do anything when I had
out.
That. Yeah. You're going to blink today,
My son would be like, you out there sweating? I'm about to pass out.
You will get dark. You will get a little tan. I like it.
I know, right?
Yeah,
but yeah,
reach out to us, me or my wife.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
I know I reach out to your wife, yes. I keep her very busy and probably entertained. She'd probably be laughing at me all the time. Like, this girl.
She'd be busy, though. So many people love the Vine Queen. It is crazy. I love it. I'm like, wow, you're a powerhouse.
Sweetheart.
She is. Yes. That wife scoops. I can turn up early. Like, what? You were a Divine Queen. It's over. That was 22 years ago. She was going to get 2 for 2 by herself. I had to intervene. I said, hey, what is your name? That's how it went down.
She is a sweetheart.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate that.
Thank you guys so much, and I'm going to keep listening. And
please do. Thank you.
All right. Peace.
Peace and love. Peace. Yeah, all our callers have that, just that.
They do.
It's just amazing, y'all. All the listeners out there, if you're listening to this show, you got to be a bundle of light, because light attracts light. You know what I mean, fam? And I'm doing this for y'all. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for y'all. I mean, when people call in and say they're getting something of what I'm giving, that makes me feel good, because it's effortless to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I take it for granted. But I just appreciate every one of the callers out there and all the listeners in the future. Thank you. I know, right? You know, the last few callers, they were like me, like some soft soul people. And I want to get people used to saying no with their actions versus saying no with their mouths.
Mm.
Because a lot of people keep saying they're having a hard time saying no. So I got some tips on how to say no with your actions.
Okay. How you
going to
say no?
Well, one of the tips is you tell someone no, and they just keep on going. Don't say yeah. Just don't show up. Can I go? Issa? Okay. Just don't show up. I told you no. But I'm going to keep telling you no. But now you know. So that's a good one, fam. Tell people no with your actions.
That's another good one with your actions. I know the one you said earlier was shaking your head yes or saying no.
Shaking your head yes and saying no. I like the walk away no.
Mm.
Where you're like, hey, how you doing, Chris? Yeah, I got no. Just walk away. You know, just throw your hands up and just say no. Another one I like to do, as soon as someone tries to ask me something that I know that they want me to do something, I close my eyes and I put my chin on my chest. And I act like I'm dead right in front of them. And they just talking, and I'm really just straight down in the dead right then.
I've never seen you do that. That must be a work no.
That's a work no. Because I'm usually here sitting down when people come over. Mr. Huffman, can you? I just do no. Mr. Huffman.
I like how you said, just don't show up, you know, because like you were saying earlier, that takes you off of people's the go-to list.
That's the quickest way to take you off the go-to list. If you're supposed to bring the hot dogs and you don't show up, you'll never be invited again. He didn't bring the hot dogs. He told me no, but I told him he was going to bring them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he'll be off the list. If that's your goal.
I've done that at work. I've done that with family. They always ask me to cook and bring something. And in the beginning, I didn't mind. I would do it. But then I found out that I was overexerting myself. I was doing more than anyone else, and I was always lugging it around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got expensive and tiring. You know, by the time you cook a lot of food, you don't even feel like kicking it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know. I, you know, would just say, yeah, I'll bring something, and then I wouldn't bring anything, or I just wouldn't show up.
If I show up, they're like, where is Divine Queen?
At home chilling.
Where's Chris Enlightened?
At home chilling with,
Divine Queen. Saying no. We get so much, all this joy out of saying no, people. I'm trying to change the paradigm on the word no. The burden of the pain from the no should be expelled to the person asking, not the person delivering the no.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming into your space.
Mm-hmm.
You're indifferent on their situation because it's not yours. So you shouldn't have any feelings tied to whatever issues they have.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind the next time you feel, I don't know, no coming along. You know what I mean, fam? Keep that in mind. Why am I so tied into their issue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said no.
Yeah. Somebody else, they bring you into their drama.
Yes.
You know, and it goes back to, you know, carrying their energy.
Carrying their energy. We talked about it. We had a show not too long ago talking about how to keep your light in negative end situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? How to be a domino picker-upper and how not to be a domino.
And how to be a domino walk-awayer.
Yeah. Or a zoner.
Or a zoner.
You're a natural-born zoner. You say no easy. I remember you taught me how to get joy out of saying no.
I did.
One more time, please. I used to be like, dang, you don't feel no bad. No, I don't feel bad at all. And I used to be like, wow, I need to get to that level of no. I still feel bad. Now she's telling me, that might be too much no, babe. That's too much no, babe. No! Get your hands off of me, I said no. If you don't say a no with your teeth clenched, no. That's a serious no.
That is a serious no.
Your teeth clenched.
I don't even want to be around somebody that's talking to me like that.
That gets spat on.
What?
No.
Oh.
You're welcome. Well, another thing people can do, say no with a smile. No.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing irks people more than you saying no with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I say it all the time now with a smile.
No. Like throw a little chuckle in there. No. No. No.
I was asked to do something.
Yeah, you were.
You know, not too long ago. I'm not going to go into the details.
Mm-hmm.
But I was asked to do something not too long ago by someone that I love. And I said, no. And she said, I'm sorry, did you just say no? And I said, I did. I said no. And she was like, but why? I said, I'm not even going to lie to you. I just don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to. So, no, I'm not going to do it. Anyway, what else were we talking about?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember it was asked again, and you didn't say a word. You
and
got
I ignored it. Mm-hmm.
And it was, that was an epiphany moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my wife like, wow, this dragon didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man. It's just the subtle things I mean, we learn from, learning from each other. It's just,
yeah,
just something as simple as a stern no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I know what you mean now. I'm strong with my no.
You are.
I don't even say no. I just give people a look now like, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to go into these no's later.
You completely flipped the script.
I have, man. I'm a warrior.
I'm so proud of
I'm a warrior bunny. I got to hey.
Just be a little soft bunny.
I would be a bunny that could kill you with
little
soft. I don't like the way you're saying bunny. Put a warrior on top of that.
Well, I'm talking about when you were a soft bunny.
I was never a soft bunny.
You
was
a soft
I was always
bunny.
Like a warrior bunny.
All right. So, sometimes you can say no. Saying no, we talked about how you can be an enabler and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes saying no can be a blessing in disguise. Because like you said, you force people into doing something on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You're making them go out and have their own experiences. If you're at the point where you're doing something for someone and they're capable of doing it on their own, you're not letting them, you know, grow. You're not letting them get out and experience life. And, you know, like you said earlier, they're not getting to know the God within themselves.
Right.
You know, and then you free yourself up from all that extra drama. You have time
mm-hmm.
to do the things that you want to
mm-hmm.
do. And, man, it's amazing.
It's amazing, family. Learn to say no. Find the joy in it. Don't just be saying no and you ain't finding no joy in it. It's a wasted no.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste your no.
Mm-hmm.
No win the day, no.
So we're about to go in on some no's.
Okay.
Because there's so many ways that you can say no. A lot of people have a hard time just saying no, and they just want to know, like, how do I say no?
The first thing I want to keep in mind, people, is no is always the best no. After you say no, there is no other way you can say no to make it clear. So your first no, make that your best no. Don't be like, no, no,
no.
Then you got to be like, no. And then you go with no. make your first no your best no.
That's better.
Don't make fun of country people. We might.
I live down south. That's where it came from. I was city boy before then. It comes out now, man. It's crazy. It's only 5 years and eight. I come back country. But I love it. It's me.
Yeah. Maybe who you are today.
You want to start with these no's?
All right. So we're going to talk about knowing your no's.
All right. It's a little game we started.
So I'm going to shout out. Well, I'm not going to shout out, but I'm going to give out some different no's. And Chris is, because he's such an animated little bunny, he's going to go ahead and act them out and just
pull my sword out and act them out.
You're going to demonstrate them for your family.
In a warrior way. Hey, ain't gonna be too many of these buddy jokes up in here, bruh. What all he say? Don't talk about the dragons, girl.
That's right. That's why Ali was over here, like, we was getting in on these dragons, and then I
ain't taking
no more.
Talking about the dragons, girl.
That's right.
I love that dude, man.
All right. So the first no is the short no.
No.
When's a good time to use the sharp no?
When you mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you mean it.
You're dealing with, like, maybe an aggressive person.
When you're thinking about hitting them, that's the sharp no time. No.
All right. What about the silly no?
No. No.
All right, what about the happy no?
No.
All right, what about...
I'm doing a strong eye contact. Go ahead, yeah, go ahead.
Strong eye contact, no.
No. You got to let them hear you breathe when you're done. No. It's very subtle. I'm going to do it one more time for the family. No.
What is in your water bottle?
I'm white.
It's clear. Alright, what about the head shake no?
That's when you're taking your head side to side and saying no.
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
And that's probably good when someone's just not getting a point and you gotta like reiterate with another action other than a verbal.
I like to call it the warm up no. Mid sentence. I know before they're finishing, I'm not doing that. So I start to shake in my head while they're telling me to get them ready for it. I call up the massage or the warm up no. I haven't said a word yet, but my head is going side to side, so they know before they finish. Is he about to say no? Yes.
What about the raised brow no?
The raised brow no is when you know that you don't want to be doing whatever the hell they're talking about because you don't even like this dude or person. Or, and why are they even asking you to help? And you just raise your brow like, no? How dare you know? It should be called the how dare you know.
I think we have a how dare you know.
Do we?
I don't know. All right, what about the handshake no?
The handshake no is for me was like, I'm leaving somewhere. This is the last time you probably ever see me, and I shake your hand and be like, no.
So that's like the finale.
That's like the finale. Like, I might as well be dead to you because you'll never see me again. Have a life, like, no. That's what it should have been called. Have a life, no.
Should have been called the tongue tied.
It should have been called the stuttering no, but hey, it's all good.
And you talked about the walk away no. Really.
The walk away no is very effective. I like to use the walk away no where I'm in a place where if you were to be smacked, I may get locked up. So I use the walk away no like, no.
Like at work.
Like at work. No. Chris, we didn't know. I just fade away.
Ooh.
It should have been called the fade away no. Fade away no.
I like that.
I hope my listeners has got a pen out. Get some jewels.
Okay, what about the hell no?
The hell no goes like this. Hell no! I don't think I need to explain that, do
I? Yeah, I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Okay, what about the head nodding yes but saying no?
I like to use this no where someone's just asking you something stupid. And I'm lighting them up like I'm about to say yes. I'm shaking my head, yes. But when they say, what do you think? I say, no.
Oh, that should have been called the letdown, though.
It could have been called the letdown, though. I like that.
Getting your hopes up.
The preemptive, though.
I like that. Okay, here's a good one. The haven't I told you before, no?
That no goes like this. No, man. No. It has like eight. The N is accompanied by eight O's.
No.
Oh, it's like it hurt. Like you a kid again. Oh, sick. Oh, that no. You about to pull these out every now and then because if you told them the sharp no, you gave them the walk away no, gave them the happy no, the hell no, the walk with the handshake no. All that's left is the no. You know what I mean? In my book, just my book.
Then you have the laughy no.
The laughy no is the no. It's just as simple as the no. There's no way I'm doing that. No.
Are you serious?
It's not funny, but you're just chuckling. Like,
it's funny because you can't believe they
can't
asked
believe
you
that. No.
Can you help me move after the show?
No. My fault. I'll give them the laughy hell no. Hell no. And then walk away. Sometimes you got to make it like a combo.
You
got to do a combo. I'll take the pick two on that no. You know what I'm saying?
Would you like to add a hell no to that?
Sure, certainly. You know what I mean? You like to add a hell no to that. I like that, man.
Would you like to upgrade to a hell no? No.
All
right.
What about the child please no? That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
The child, please? No, I love that no.
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to give me that no. I'd be like, Mom, can I give me some girl? Did I tell you not to ask nothing when you came in here? Child, please? No. That's the in the Kroger only no. Aw,
yeah. Poor baby.
I was scarred a little bit, but, you know, she made me get a job and get my own gum, so it wasn't no thing. She built character.
So you didn't tell yourself now.
Exactly.
Okay, what about the how dare you know?
The how dare you know goes like this. How dare you know? It's like two different octaves, and you got to breathe out on your know. It's like, how dare you know? That's just how I say it. And leave it at that. After you say it low, leave your lips poked out and just shake your eyes in disgust. I'm just trying to be descriptive and give the people a visual.
They don't understand why I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Because you're making these faces right in front of you.
See, it'll feel a little strange if they don't understand the emotional content you have to have behind the no.
Mm-hmm.
It won't flow right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to give them a visual on what's going on here.
All right. What about the this one is my favorite.
Okay.
What about the, let me evaluate this, please, no?
Oh, I like that, no. When someone tells you, like, three paragraphs on what they want from you, and then all of a sudden they ask you what you think, and I say, let me evaluate that. No. It's the deep thought, no. Like,
I'm really going to give you the consideration to think about this.
No.
No. Not doing it.
It's usually followed by two more, and then I'm not doing it. So write that down, too.
All right. What about the I wish I would? No.
Oh, man. That was a no I used a lot as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
When someone would just do something stupid, and they just say, Chris, you want to be like, man, I wish I would, man. No. You can't even say no. You got to say no. I ain't doing that. That's why we do it up here in the Natty. You say, nah.
All right. This is another one of my favorites. What about the explain?
Oh, my goodness. This is the one where you rarely tell the person. This is something you do to yourself when you get the news. When someone says something they need you to do and you just can't fathom doing it, and you ball up, your toes leave the ground, your knees bend, your arms bend up, and you're like, you start shaking that no right there. Over 40, you might get a cramp saying that no. I I'm a little tight right now just for being in it like that, babe. We'll talk. Ooh, I'm all right, though. I'm saying no to the pain. I'm a god.
Say no.
Just say no, pain.
All right, what about the angry now?
This is the one that my daughter used to give me. My daughter taught me this one. Oh, my goodness. When she was like two, she didn't get something she want. She would literally ball her fist up, close her eyes, stop breathing, and just bellow this note from the base of her sternum. No! I was like, why is this? I'm kind of scared. It was just, man, she just had this little I called her a little monster back then.
Yeah, we say she does the monster, yeah.
Because her nose used to be so loud. I'm looking around like, man, that's a mean no right there. That's the angry no.
And then on the flip side of that, you have the whisper no.
Yeah, that's the one I like to whisper on the cusp of people's ear. They ask me something, I smile at them, I come close to their ear and I say, and I say it so they can even feel my breath. I wanted to corral through the canal of their ear. But that's just me.
What about the singing, though?
Oh, the singing, though, is my favorite. I'll be like, no. You know what I'm saying? I give them that opera. No. You know what I'm saying? That's very rarely you. But I have been known to pull that out right here, a time or two.
All right, and then the last one, and a favorite of mine also, is the disappearing out of your life no.
The disappearing out of your life no is a tricky no, because I'm going to tell you what it entails. Someone asks you to do something that's just completely out of your character, and you know you just don't want to be bothered with them, and you give them this type of no.
Crickets.
And they never hear from you again.
Crickets.
We do need crickets. We should have got crickets just for that. Crickets. But they got the point. I think that subtle quietness, they got the point on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't need to even say no.
Nope.
You just disappear out of their life. You just fade away. That's what I like to do. Just fade away out of people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Let them wonder about you. I wonder what happened to that Christian Lightning Divine Queen.
Did they tell us no?
They,
I don't know.
I don't remember. They just kind of fade away.
And that's what we try to get.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole aim of that.
That's it. That's how you do it, fam.
Mm-hmm.
We got another caller on the line. We got a few minutes left, so we can grab this caller real quick.
Well,
I know who this is.
Uh-oh.
Caller from the 513. You're on the air. Peace.
Hey, what's up, fam? Y'all had me cracking up the whole hour and a half. But this is another note. This is the note that I give my grandkids after I done told them no, and they keep asking me. I say, N-O spells no. And they don't ask me anything.
That's a good one.
N-O spells no.
In case you didn't get it, I'll just spell it for you.
Yes, they can't read.
Well, then you teach
them. That's teaching.
Say
no. You're right.
N-O.
N-O. N-O. No. I agree with you guys, because I got a lot of friends. I don't know why all my friends are needy, but I used to always say yes, and they come to me, I say yes, but after talking to Chris and hearing him say no, I've begun to say no to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
Don't you feel good?
I do. My one friend wanted to borrow some money, and she's like, Emma, you're the last person. I don't have enough to pay my rent and my phone and blah, blah, blah. I said, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her phone wasn't cut off and she still had a place to stay. So evidently she got the money from somewhere else.
Uh-huh. She figured a way out that didn't involve you.
Yeah. You can't
and that's what
ask
people
me. I'm on the income.
Right. people have an uncanny ability to pull you in their situation to make you feel mm-hmm. bad, to up your odds of getting out of it. I don't like that people right. do that, especially not to my mama, but I'm just right. glad that you were able to pick that up from us. I love that, man. Mm-hmm. That just made my day.
Yeah, I don't fall for that no more. No.
I love hearing you say no.
Yeah. I missed two functions. I missed the wedding, and I missed the invited show. I hope they ain't listening. But I get tired of people always, you know, inviting you to stuff so they can you can bring gifts and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. I missed the wedding too. I must have missed the wedding too. I got an invite, but I forgot when it was. I just be so busy with what I'm doing, you know, my spiritual work. Get the sun and blinking. I love them. We got a big family though, you know.
I love everybody.
Yeah, but I love myself more.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. I love my time mm-hmm. more.
Yeah.
That's all I need to say, fam.
Well, I appreciate all you right. calling in, Sharon. Yeah. Oh, no, Jewel.
Yeah, that
we forgot
right.
that we were saving that for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, peace
right,
and love, Ian.
Peace.
All right. Peace. Love,
peace. Man, my mom's come so far so quick. Mm-hmm. Altar up, mm-hmm. going on a soul glow spiritual retreat. What? Mm-hmm. Who else bringing their mama? Me. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. My mom's always been cool like that.
Yes, she has.
Man.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one she brought up, though, you know, because we didn't really touch on the parental. We don't really think about that, but the parental no is important.
The N-O smells no. You see my tonsils?
Because you have to tell your kids no, you know. Mm-hmm. If you don't, then, you know,
yeah.
tell them what they'll grow up to be.
I remember Deva had the thing where she would roll her eyes. I just grab her by her chin and look at her dead in her eye when I'm telling her things. She used to hate that. Mm-hmm. Look at me while I'm talking to you. Oh, Daddy, please.
She would ask me something, and I would touch her no, because it was just funny that way.
I'd tell her no, did she run to you? But Daddy said no. Can't I, Mama? What your Daddy said? No, well, no.
No. The answer is still no.
Yeah. Built character.
Yes, it does.
She's making a song, Blaine.
All right, family, so we're coming to the end of the show, mm. and I got to say, we had a fabulous time.
We do, man. I love this show. The call, man. Shout out to the callers, man.
Shout out to the callers.
Love and the light and just everything, fam.
Most definitely. Well, we will that we did our part. We gave you all a wonderful evening and getting you ready for the work week, putting a smile on your face and getting you ready. But we'll be here next Sunday, every Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm God.
Peace, love, and light, family.
Babe.